There's a museum in Rome that displays a piece of a wall from a house that was on the grounds of the Imperial Palace of Emperor Caligula. The house was used at a certain time as a school for young men to train to be pages at the imperial court. Apparently, in their spare time, some of these boys like to create graffiti. Scratched in the piece of wall at the museum is the image of a young man in prayer. His hand is raised and he's looking up at a man on a cross. And at the bottom are the words, Alexamenos worships his God. That man on the cross is probably the earliest surviving depiction that we have of Jesus. But don't Google it if you want to be inspired. The head that the artist put on the crucified man is the head of a donkey. This crude artwork was probably done by one of the boys at the school to make fun of a Christian classmate, Alexamenos, to mock him for worshiping someone who had been crucified. Really? To be put to death by crucifixion was not only excruciating, it was humiliating. In the eyes of the general population, to be crucified was a total disgrace. Or, as the Apostle Paul put it, the cross is a stumbling block for Jews, and for the Greeks, foolishness. That's what Jesus' crucifixion meant in that world then. So it was a huge step to become a Christian in that world and to glory in the cross as we Christians do. From the Gospel of the Palm Blessing out in the gathering space today, through the reading of the Passion just now, our scriptures remind us how challenging Christian faith still is today to what many people naturally think. For example, all four Gospels make it very clear that Jesus deliberately chose a donkey to enter Jerusalem on. And Matthew's Gospel, which we heard, tells us why. Behold, your king comes to you, Matthew says, quoting Zechariah the prophet. Your king comes to you meek and riding on a beast of burden. While the crowd had started to wave palm branches, welcoming a king, and Jesus was in effect telling them, yes, a king, but not the kind of king you think. Not a king on a war horse, but a humble man of peace, mounted on a beast of burden. In a few days, he would be mounted on a cross with the weight of humanity's sins on his back. This was the king they were welcoming. And it must have been a real challenge to some of those people waving their palm branches that day to imagine that this gentle man riding on a donkey was indeed the Messiah, the king they were expecting. And in the Gospel passage, the Passion Gospel, remember, Pilate's wife had a dream and warns her husband not to have anything to do with this innocent man, But he hands Jesus over to be crucified nonetheless. And Judas repents when even he realizes that he has betrayed innocent blood. On the cross, Jesus was mocked and taunted by chief priests, scribes, temple officials, even random passersby. He saved others, let him save himself. Matthew's Passion Gospel is a running contrast between the goodness of Jesus and the wickedness that men are capable of. And what does that all mean, practically speaking, for us, in our lives, in our world today? I've highlighted some of the things from these readings that are perennial. They're like weeds which keep popping up in our world, in our own experience. His schoolmates made fun of Alexamanos because of what he believed. He worshiped a man on a cross with the head of an ass. But bullying continues because someone is of another faith, or because someone is just different. Judas betrayed an innocent man, and Pilate handed over an innocent man to the most excruciating, shameful death he could think of. And cruel, horrible violence continues in terrorist attacks on innocent people in a shopping mall or in a nightclub or wherever. And the president of Syria attacks his own people with chemical weapons that fall on innocent children. Yes, the evil in today's scriptures continue. But of course, something else from these scriptures continues too. It's the example of Jesus, who rejected the war horse and chose the donkey and gave of himself totally on the cross. So the challenge, and it can be a huge challenge, the challenge of these scriptures for people of faith today is to follow the way of Jesus, to reject cruelty and violence and selfishness, to live humbly, to be in the world gently, to give of ourselves, and to try as best as we can to be at peace with everyone. That can be a huge step for us to take today, just as it was in the ancient Roman Empire, because we are, like people then, so naturally attached to some of our angers and prejudices, and well, our very self. Our Christian faith invites us to take that big step and strengthens us to take it, to follow the way of Jesus, because we believe that Jesus is the way.